Julie's doing some research on him. What was it again? Oh, it's not important right now, Alice. I've got the mask strapped tightly to her face, so we're ready for you to begin. Go ahead, whenever you're ready. Okay. Ergo fuel. You think that was enough? That last one was huge. She's keeping her mouth closed as expected. Let's see how long she lasts. Perfect timing, Alice. Just like we talked about. I think she got a full lungful that time. She seems to be getting weaker. I wonder if she's just running out of air, or if she's really that revolted. Wow. She still hasn't passed out after a few minutes of breathing nothing but your fumes.
Well, what do you think the problem is? Should we change the experiment?
Yeah, I'm starting to wonder if breathing through her nose is actually making this easier for her. Judging by her shaking and crying, the stench must be unbearable, but we might need to take a more direct approach for this to work.
Please, you two. Please, no more. Can we just stop?
Stop talking. You're going to wish that you had taken this time to catch your breath with some fresh, clean air. I'm taking over the experiment now. And if you thought Alice's gas was noxious, just wait until you see what I've been cooking up. You see, this time it's going straight down your throat and into your lungs. No more being filtered by that tortured nose of yours. You must be so relieved.
Cheeks are puffing out like a chipmunk with each blast.
Good. That means we've got an airtight seal at least. Now pay attention. Is she showing any signs of distress at all? Panicking or struggling?
Well, yeah, but the straitjacket is taking care of that problem. How are you still pumping those out, Patchouli?
You just keep going.
And they're getting louder and... ew. I can smell them now. The stench is leaking out of her. And I think you filled her up too much and now it's just pouring out of her nose. Hey, wait a second. She stopped blinking. She's just sort of vacantly staring off into space. Hello? Are you there? Uh-oh. She's not responding. And I think she's turning blue. Does that mean the experiment is finished?
Okay, fine. We'll let her catch her breath for a little while. Her lungs are going to be full of my stench for at least an hour, so we'll leave her here to breathe out every last trace of it. Even so, she's going to be smelling and tasting my filth for days, I wager. Meanwhile, I'll show you how to record the results of our first experiment. Now that we know the best way to make her lose consciousness with nothing but gas, we'll be able to improve on the experiment with each successive try. I'm sure you can make her pass out all by yourself next time, Alice.
Ooh, sounds fun.